Then.
And what are you?
Oh, I'm a racing whore. All journalists are whores.
Well, and is that what you've always done?
No, I started working with a trainer, then set up my own, but difficult business. Journalism's easier. Right, Fatabaldi. Quick course for you in betting and the morality thereof. As a priest, you'll know your Bible. And you'll know the parable of the talents.
Yes.
Rich man, i.e. God, gone on a journey, gives his three servants respectively 5 talents, 3 talents, and 1 talent. Mm-hmm. When he comes back, the first 2 servants have doubled their stakes. Which means, like, they've had a winner at evens. You understand that?
Yes, Cody, but the third servant went and digged in the earth and hid his lord's money.
Exactly. And when the rich man came back, he was furious with the third servant, wasn't he? So you can't have it plainer than that. The Bible tells, it's the message of the whole parable, God doesn't want you to keep your stake in your pocket. God's telling us it's our sacred duty to gamble.
It was surely...
And if the point wasn't clear enough already, what happens to the talent of the servant that buried his? He doesn't even get to keep it, does he?
Well, no.
He loses his stake. And it's given to the man who's doubled his 5 and now has 10 talents. The Bible not only provides an example of betting on the horses, it also presents us with the first accumulator in history. So you see, God's definitely in favour of gambling.
Well, I still think that...
Of course he is. But you could do very well at it, you know, Father Baldy.
What makes you say that?